known to the English-speaking world by the London journal that I edit, Flying Saucer Review, FSR. That was in January 1965, and many people who read the account were inclined to doubt and scoff. After all, a semi-literate farmer from the backwoods claimed that he had been overpowered by beings from a landed saucer, taken aboard, and subjected to cleansing and medical tests that included taking of blood samples. Then he said he had been seduced by the female captain of the craft. In the light of accumulating evidence, however, the Antonio V.S. Boas case is now seen to be but one important cog in a mass of machinery. We have recently learned of the remarkable claim of Gilberto Coccioli of Buenos Aires, Argentina. The story came to us from the French journal Lumières dans la Nuit. Signor Coccioli, a 50-year-old, half-educated construction worker, said he was awakened by a noise at about 3:15 a.m. on October 4, 1972. At first, he thought this was caused by his dog returning from a nocturnal jaunt. However, when he went to the door to see for himself, he was confronted by a dazzling light that temporarily blinded him. He also lost all idea of time and place, as well as any thought or idea of action. He says he was taken, how he cannot recall, to a laboratory that had a huge central lamp. In this laboratory, whether it was aboard a craft or whether it was somewhere on Earth he couldn't tell, he was aware of several intelligent beings that moved around him without speaking. He was also aware of a feeling that he should not be afraid. The beings were clad in green garb, were about 7.5 feet tall, with slender profiles, and sported very long, wide chins. With a sharp, pencil-like instrument, they took blood from the fourth finger of his left hand. Then they took a sperm sample. Both samples were carefully placed into receptacles, after which he lost consciousness. When he came to, he found he was back home, and the time was 3:55 a.m. 12 days later, Signor Coccioli became aware of dull pains at the base of his neck. Soon afterwards, he found that he was beginning to acquire knowledge in the realm of pure sciences such as physics and astronomy, and of philosophy, subjects that had previously been completely beyond the understanding of the simple construction laborer. Signor Coccioli's account brings to mind another report from Argentina of an event said to have occurred several weeks earlier. Auto mechanic Eduardo De Dio of Bahia Blanca described to the police a bizarre encounter he had had at about 3 a.m. on August 28, 1972. He was driving home from a dinner party at Medenos when he stopped his old 1939 Ford to adjust the radio aerial. A person wearing a high-necked coat and a roundish hat signaled to him for a ride. Señor De Dio agreed. As he continued his drive, De Dio saw that his passenger had a very long, deep chin.